Welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Dave Naylor to talk about the Masters minus Tiger Woods. It is a big loss. He is number one in the world, and yet if he were at the Masters, I'm not sure who would be picking him to win, or maybe everybody would be. Let's set the Masters scene minus Tiger Woods. What does his absence mean to this tournament, Michael?
It means so very much, not only at the Masters, but everywhere in golf. Golf has not been able to wean itself away from Tiger Woods. Now, sports is a continuum. Life is a continuum. The game goes on. All games go on. Hockey survived. Gretzky going. But I don't think there is any sport as dependent on one presence for its popularity as Tiger Woods in golf.
And in most circumstances where you say that about an athlete is because he's dominant. Well, you know, whether it was Michael Jordan in the NBA or Gretzky, as you referenced, in the National Hockey League. But Tiger Woods isn't dominant anymore. And he hasn't been dominant at the majors, and hasn't been recently on the PGA at all. And yet that hasn't affected the Tiger effect, the draw, the whole kind of aura of him. And eventually it will. It's just this. There seems to be more of a time lag to this than with any other athlete we've seen.
Well, and golf has helped with that because there's been no other golfer who's managed to ascend to even close to the same level. Phil Mickelson would be the closest. Phil doesn't have a top 10 finish this year. Rory McIlroy hasn't won a tournament since 2012. This year, there have been 20 PGA tournaments, 17 different winners. Right now, golf, Tiger became number one again, not because he was dominant. He hasn't won a major in 6 years. But he became number one again because there was nobody else. It was almost by attrition. And without Tiger, golf's just a different game. It always has been. It's the old line. If your leaderboard doesn't have Tiger Woods on it, make your leaderboard longer. And without him, it's just a bunch of guys. And that's a disservice to the athletes. There's great golfers out there. The Masters could still be and should still be a great tournament. But without Tiger, it's just not the same.
We get into debates all the time in sports about whether parity or dynasties are more appealing. And this goes back and forth. But I think when it comes to golf, sport like that, people do want to see a dominant champion. They need somebody who you're either rooting for or against on a weekly basis. And without Tiger, that really doesn't exist to anywhere near the same degree.
Well, the spin is that Tiger's absence makes it a wide-open tournament. But if Tiger were there, it would be a wide-open tournament.
Well, Tiger played very well last year. He wasn't playing at all well this year. It would still be a wide-open tournament. And the Masters almost gets a pass because it is the Masters. It's the one tournament that even avid golf fans, people who aren't avid golf fans, kind of know the holes and they know the course. And it's the coming of spring, especially in Canada. So the Masters will always survive and do quite well without Tiger Woods. But the people who are casual fans, he puts fans in the seats, at least on their couch seats.
I mean, whether or not he is golf's biggest star, he is. Whether he's number one in the world, officially, he is. Really, Tiger Woods' storyline that involves Jack Nicklaus is the golf headline that people are going to be stuck on until Tiger wins number 15 or until he says, I'm never going to win number 15. And when he's not at the Masters, he can't win number 15. I think that's the emptiness that this Masters feels.
Yeah. You notice that Tiger has also kind of changed the dynamic. It's no longer just about Jack Nicklaus and his majors. It's about Sam Snead.
For total victories.
For total victories. 82, and that's kind of an odd figure because it really is incorrect historically, but it's still the number he's put up. So now he's not only chasing Jack, who seems to be beyond what he can do, certainly with his health. But Sam Snead, he's not that far away from Sam Snead. So Tiger Woods has moved this conversation.
Well, and the fact that he's going to miss a major or more, when he comes back, the other thing that's going to start to creep into the conversation here about especially chasing Jack is time. I mean, he's 40 is coming up. Look at Jack Nicklaus's record after his 40s. I think he won his final major in his about 46,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But he was one of the great late golfers of all time.
Now, it may have changed.
And he didn't have a bad back.
He did.
Tiger, the surgery that Tiger's undergone is called a discectomy. And Graham DeLette, the Canadian golfer, underwent the surgery in 2011, said it took him about a year to get back. There are some people who have this surgery. They shave some of the spinal column off that's pressing on a nerve. Some people say that your back's never the same again. So we could be looking at Freddie Couples as Tiger Woods. He's 38 now. He needs 5 more to pass Jack. He's probably going to get to Sam Snead, but the major record is the big record. he would need to have Phil Mickelson's career after the age of 38 to pass Jack Nicklaus with a back that's undergone surgery. And remember, he's had knee problems. He's blown his Achilles. He's had the pinched nerve in his neck. Tiger Woods, in terms of health, doesn't look like he's going to be a great old golfer. He looks like a guy whose body, since 2008, since his last major, since that U.S. Open, his body hasn't cooperated for long periods of time. He's going to need long periods of time. He doesn't have them.
Well, the other problem with Tiger Woods when he's playing is that, unlike when he was winning, four good rounds in a row seems impossible to Tiger Woods as we know him now. And if he can't do that, it's pretty tough to win a tournament. He can still shoot 66 one day, but when it's 73 the next day, that's a problem. Are we surprised that with the vacancy, I mean, not officially because he is number one, but waiting for somebody else to come along and be the star to take Tiger Woods' place, are we surprised that nobody has done that, or is the field simply so deep that that prevents the ascent of somebody else?
I don't know if we're really surprised by it, and it's kind of the opposite of the Tiger phenomenon. The thing that made the Tiger phenomenon so compelling was the fact in a sport where there was such a deep field, where there was such competitiveness, where you have players competing from all around the world and sometimes from countries where we aren't used to seeing PGA players come from, that Tiger was able to be dominant in that field. And I think it's actually more predictable that you would have a field that's thrown out the way it is now than have one dominant golfer.
Well, if you look at a golf field, there are 154 golfers, not at the Masters, but a typical PGA Tour. And of those, you can say maybe 90 are capable of winning.
Yes.
And if you have to beat those 90 others, if you're going to win a Grand Slam tennis event, you don't have to beat 90 other guys. You do in golf.
But you've seen other guys have brief dominant spurts. Like, we don't even have a Vijay Singh now. We don't have someone who can go through a year and be the dominant golfer in a year, much less an era. It just in golf isn't set up for that right now. And that's a big reason why, without Tiger, the vacuum feels emptier than it otherwise would.
There's a two-time winner on the tour this year who wears red and black in the final round as a tribute to Tiger Woods. Do we know his name?
Patrick Reed.
Good for you.
Okay.
I was going to say Jimmy Walker.
He's won three times this year, but he wears something different. So now we've identified the two biggest names, the hottest names coming to the Masters, Jimmy Walker and Patrick Reed. You will know Patrick Reed by the red shirt and the black pants, and maybe for no other reason. That is it for TSN, the Reporters Podcast. We'll see how the Masters unfolds. See you next week.